This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back at it. Vacation's over. New Year has started. We're with you. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens here on 96.5 The Fan. I'm not going to say it, but
do
welcome
not,
to 2026.
Do not say it. You
I'm
had
not.
3 days to do that.
I'm not doing it.
And it was over. Of course, the biggest story, though, of the day that we are following here at 96.5 The
Prairie
Fan
Village.
Is Prairie Village. Yeah, yeah, big day in Prairie Village. They're going to find out they're going to have monkeys.
Welcome back.
This is where we start 2026, looking up at Fox 4. They're debating whether or not a resident of Prairie Village can have a monkey as a pet.
Yeah, can she keep her monkey?
That's right. I'll just set you up, Dusty. If that monkey's bad,
you have to spank it.
You do.
You have to. Yep. You don't get content like that from somebody that's not ruggedly handsome, as the promo says. Yeah, that is a true story. So, Prairie Village, do your due diligence. Let this woman live.
Yes.
Let her own her monkey.
Let her have a monkey, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Carlos Beltran had a monkey when he played for the Royals in the clubhouse. It was great.
I tried to start you off with 2026 trivia. Ross from Friends had a monkey. What was the name of the monkey?
I don't know. I was never
Marcel.
A Friends guy. Marcel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Marcel.
All right. Marcel the monkey. So, yeah.
Ross, a just sad human loser of life, can have a monkey. This woman in Prairie Village should definitely be able to have a monkey.
God, this woman needs to have this monkey in Prairie Village, right? Like, let her have the monkey.
I mean, I told you when I worked at Jack Stack that they had a service animal and it was a monkey.
Was it really?
100%.
Okay.
True story. And it's dead serious. I'm not lying. It's a true story. All my mother's life. It took an onion ring from another table.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did it eat the onion ring?
I'm assuming.
Okay, did it dip it in ketchup or barbecue sauce?
It's true story. You know, if Bobby Borden, there's your shout out. I was there. She put the service card in his face and she said, it's a service animal.
Oh my God.
He goes, can you go get your service animal? Stealing an onion ring off my table 43. And it did. Because they put him on those little towers.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
The spicy or the regular sauce did he go with?
I think he just raw.
Just raw onion
ring. And she
did
not spank that monkey.
Okay. Well,
you can't. It's a service animal.
It's a service animal, but the service animal
you can't feed a sea night dog treats.
It should not be stealing onion rings from people.
So, no, I do have a serious question. So, you have HOA?
Uh-huh.
Do they have a rule of how long you can keep your lights on your house?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, but everybody took theirs down. I mean,
it was
a ghost town.
This has to be the week, right?
Yeah, we took ours down, or I should say we. My wife took everything down yesterday. She had one of those moments. She's like, I'm just going to take it all down and be done with it. I'm like, all right, cool. That's fine. That works. And then I walked out the side this morning, and usually during the holiday season, people leave their lights on overnight, you know, and whatnot. There was nobody out there today with their lights on. I think everybody looked at the weather, you know, over the last couple of days. It was warm right after the Christmas holiday. Mm-hmm. I think New Year's Eve
week, I feel like, is the perfect week.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking for something to do. You're not watching the Chiefs.
Right.
And it's going to be like, what, like 60s, high 50s all week?
Yeah.
Because I was driving to work, went down the mall, and I was like, okay, like half the people did it.
and there's still some people hanging on. Not that it's a judgmental thing.
No, not at all.
I just didn't know if it was, you know, one of those things where, like, because HOA will complain about having your garbage can at the end of your driveway for more than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But you're free to have Christmas lights up as long as you want.
Yeah, I don't think there is a thing. Maybe there is. I don't really pay much attention to the HOA bylaws, but I've never heard of anything. And we've been there, you know, 15 years or whatever it's been. So, I've never heard. But I don't mind the lights. I don't. It's very therapeutic, I think, sometimes, too. I had even Christmas music on this morning as I was driving. And I like my phone was still stuck on the Christmas music channel and whatnot. And so I'm listening that kind of, you know, driving. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But it is. It's January 5th already, man. And like, it just rapidly is gone. The first week of the year is already, like, you know, vanished and right before our eyes. That's the beauty of having the holiday on the Thursday and whatnot, and everybody kind of getting back into the flow, you know, today. And you're right, nobody's going to be watching the Chiefs. And so if this woman in Prairie Village wants to have a monkey and entertain us all, man, I am here for this. I am absolutely here for this.
I didn't know this was true, but we have a old server from, or maybe still server from Jackstack. They said, not sure if you've heard part two of that story, but that same monkey at Jackstack also took a sip from a lemon drop martini.
Oh, nice. Okay. So the monkey was drunk.
I told you, I don't make these things up. This is just my life. Mm-hmm. It's messed up. It is 6:05. How about some sports? Boy, if we wanted a game to end the regular season in football, it ended the way we wanted.
Harbaugh is telling Likely how special that play was to set up this moment for the rookie out of Arizona. The Ravens, of course, had Justin Tucker for so long. The most accurate kicker in the history of the league. Rodgers can't believe what he has just witnessed. It might be the end for him. But they went around the country and spoke to a lot of the kickers who were coming out.
Really deep.
And they decided Tyler Luke really was made of the right stuff for moments like this. He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
That's brutal.
Boy, Ravens. What an announcer jinx that was. Holy cow.
It was a great call, though. It was a really good call.
Set up the scene.
Yeah. That's
what he's supposed to
do. The rookie kicker. Yeah. They interviewed
all these guys. Yeah. They got and missed.
Boom. Yeah. Luke doesn't hear him.
Yeah.
It's not like you can hear his voice.
No, not at all, right?
But boy, I'll tell you what. Whew. If there's ever announcers that believe in that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because we know our guy Lefevre, he doesn't believe in
not at all.
He'll be like, eighth inning, no runs, no hits, and no walks. That's perfect.
Yep.
On to the ninth. And you're like, Ryan.
Yep.
He's like, they can't hear
they
me.
They can't hear, and he has nothing to do with that. And Ryan is so adamant about it, too, which I love.
He doesn't care.
Right? He's despondent about it. I didn't do anything wrong.
Right. I don't think he should have to worry. But again, like, brutal miss. You have the coincidence, I think, not drop ready. Before the game, they had a priest, like, bless the end zone. You know what end zone they kicked towards to lose the game? The same one the priest was at in Pittsburgh.
Coincidence? I think not.
Don't mess with the Lord, baby. Right there.
Or a rookie kicker, man. Could you imagine that guy, seriously? Like,
did you see after the game, walking down the tunnel, and Harbaugh's like consulting him, and then, of course, just asshat fans like sending him and his wife death threats on Instagram.
They already were.
They had like a Twitter video, like a TikTok
that
was made, where they're just like scrolling, and it's like, "F you, die." It's like Ray Finkel all over again.
I mean, you know, the last couple of weeks, let's just call it what it is, have not been the best for me either. You don't need to have death threats on people's lives. I mean, because they missed a kick or something like that. Like, that's a rookie kicker.
It ain't that deep,
and it really isn't. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's sports, guys. It really does not matter. And you're mad at the kicker. Your team was terrible all season long, and they had an opportunity at the end to get into the postseason. It's not the kicker's fault. Your team stunk all year, and you know the kicker missed a kick at the end, whoop-de-doo, to lose it. I hope he's able to recover from that, because we do see that a lot in sports where guys miss big moments like that, and they're never able to recover. And that sucks for that rookie kicker. Like, I'm glad Pittsburgh won because I'm a Tomlin fan, but I mean, I feel bad for that kid. I feel bad for that kicker, and I feel bad for his family to have to sit there and get death threats like that. Like, that's bogus, man. It's sports. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect your life. And if it does affect your life, then you need to get some balance in it. And he missed a kick. It was a terrible season for the Baltimore Ravens. They were lucky that they were playing meaningful football in the final minute, final play, final second of this 2025 regular season. The Chiefs haven't played a meaningful game since week 12.
Well, they haven't won since November 23rd.
That's right. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, seriously, like when you think about it, the Baltimore Ravens had such a bad start to the season, but they were able to figure it out. They stayed in it all year long because of the division being as bad as it was, obviously, but they were still there all season long, and it comes down to the final play of the game in a season that just never got started right for the Baltimore Ravens, and you got people sending the kicker death threats over that kind of stuff, man. I mean, that to me is just what a bunch of weasels, really. Like weak losers to do that kind of stuff, to let a football game affect you or let sports affect you so much that you're sending death threats to people. Get a life, man.
It's weird how the season started, Baltimore and Buffalo, and what we thought couldn't be topped.
Right.
That game was electric. It had all the feels. And then the last game of the regular season ends with that type of game involving Baltimore, as if maybe the first game was the foreshadowing of the entire season that, hold on, it's going to come down to a game. It might be the first one, might be the last one, but the same team's involved, and the same team loses, and now that team is out of the playoffs, and how the NFL worked, and everything is up for grabs at this point because it is the playoffs, it is starting, the Chiefs aren't in it, the Bengals aren't in it, the Ravens aren't in it. Since 2018, there will be a different AFC champion, not named Cincinnati, not named Kansas City. Buckle up, it's going to be fun. Like I told Mac on Tuesday, I think it's okay to have a year off.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't want two.
No, this is it. Yeah.
I don't want 2 years off.
Right. Now you get this year, but I will tell some people, and you know, throughout the break, I did a lot of talking. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. If you're going into next season expecting a Super Bowl championship team, I would hold my horses on that. I do think it's going to be a reset year next year from everything that I've been hearing about what's going to happen next year. And then the following year would be 27. That's the go-for-it-again year. I think next year and this offseason is going to be a, I don't want to even use the term a slow build, but a build-up for 2027. I think that is the target year now for this organization. But I'm with you. I mean, you can't go backwards. You got a new stadium with PSLs and a quarterback that needs to be happy. You've got to put a winner out there. The Chiefs don't have any room to take a step back based on the landscape of where their organization is headed in the next 5 years.
And to play devil's advocate, the last time they called it a rebuilding year, they were having a parade and lifting up a trophy.
So, yeah, that is true. That's a great point.
Yes, I don't know what a rebuild year is in Kansas City, but I know the last time they tried it ended up being a Lombardi trophy.
That's exactly
number
right.
Number two for Patrick Mahomes.
But there's going to be a lot of changes. I mean, there needs to be a lot of changes,
there
right? Coaching staff changes are going to happen. Player changes are going to happen. You know, and there's people floating reports of Bieniemy or Kafka coming back. Why are we doing that? That is so stupid to bring back the old guard. If you're going to get rid of Matt, move on and find somebody different. Hire Brian Daboll as your offensive coordinator. What he was able to do in Buffalo and all that kind of stuff, I think he's a really good offensive mind. I don't think he obviously was a good head coach or maybe was in the wrong situation. But if you want to change things up from an offensive standpoint, go outside of your damn circle. I mean, enough with the, let's bring back Mike Kafka or let's bring back Eric Bieniemy. If you really want to make a change from an offensive standpoint, hire somebody that's done things differently. Brian Daboll's the perfect hire, in my opinion, if you are going to move on and hire a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what talking out both sides of your mouth if you don't want to do the bring it back method anymore because you're done with that and you're tired of it. But then you're like, well, we could bring back these guys. Like, well, that's the same thing
exactly.
That you don't want to do that you're doing, which Daboll's kind of a cut from the same tree as Bieniemy. He's kind of a red ass little like bald little guy, you know, going to hold you accountable. I don't know if that's the answer. We'll find out in the coming days.
What do you do with Josh Allen and how good, you know, they were up there with that offense and whatnot. And, you know, you're starting to see it in New York with Jackson Dart and whatnot. Obviously, they were injury ridden and had all that. But you're right, Dusty. Like, people keep saying, we can't run it back. We need changes. Bring back Bieniemy. Bring back. No. Bring back something new. Change it all up. Make it all brand new and have new voices in there, not new old voices.
Was it the last time for one member of the Chiefs yesterday, and it's not the last time for a Royals member. We'll get into that plus NFL playoff talk all next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well, maybe you were locked into week 18 yesterday like Mac Morey was. with all the dynamite action that was happening around the Football League yesterday. I mean, what a day.
What a day.
What a great
day.
What a day. We need 19 weeks.
More.
Get it out.
Stop. I mean, my goodness.
Me. More.
I mean, perfect.
But just look at the playoffs, guys. Since the expanded playoffs, four underdogs, road teams are favored. We got an 8-9 team hosting a playoff game. We've got a 9.5-point favorite in one playoff game, the Rams over Carolina. I mean, people sit around and complain about, you know, oh, the NFL playoffs are so good. They got four road teams that are favored in this one. Mm-hmm. And I'm not against an 8-9 team being in until the NFL wants to change their divisional rules, you know, until they decide to change all of that. I'm fine with, you know, 8-9 teams getting in and wrecking the party and being under 500 and doing that kind of stuff. But, you know, the NFL, you know, they value these divisions. And so just win your division, find a way and get in. And that's all that matters. I don't think Carolina is going to do anything. They got the Houston Texan time slot for that game. And the 3:30
how about that? Monday night action for Houston, baby.
How about Houston not getting the normal Houston time slot, right? That tells you what they think of the Carolina Rams game. Just get this one done so we can start everything else.
Did you see that their social media even commented on it? It was like a meme of like us when we found out we weren't Saturday at 3:30.
Oh,
it's like,
they've been pretty good at buying into that.
We got the second meeting this time.
Yeah, the second meeting
this
time. Everyone's fatigue night game.
Is done.
Right, everybody's
what
done.
What is it? Oh, it's Houston and Pittsburgh.
Yeah. But hey, at least Pittsburgh gets their wide receiver back and they can move the ball forward a little bit, you know, moving forward in the postseason. I'm going to root for Pittsburgh, obviously, you know, in that one. I as much as I like the Houston Texans.
You like D'Amico, too.
Yeah, I like D'Amico and I like Tomlin a lot. I think it's going to be a fun matchup, obviously. And for Mike Tomlin, you know, continue to win, man. Just continue to win and continue to give those Pittsburgh fans that don't want you there the allure of staying because it's really good and he's awesome. And I was watching that crowd last night. Go back and watch that field goal and it's missed. And that crowd goes wild, right?
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
thinking to myself as I'm watching that field goal miss, how many of those people in that crowd are the Steeler fans that are on X or social media complaining about Mike Tomlin?
Mm-hmm.
Very small percentage
yeah.
because that crowd last night was so happy they won that game and they're going to the playoffs, man. And then you got guys sitting in their basement complaining about Mike Tomlin. I wish they would have lost. We could have fired Mike Tomlin. And he could have been on TV. Meanwhile, you got 70,000 fans losing their collective minds because their team's going to the playoffs.
What did they asked Mike Tomlin at the end of the game what he felt if Tyler Loop would have made that field goal. His response was, if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
And did he really say that?
I don't know if it's AI, but I'm pretty sure that was in the press conference.
I love it. That's good. Yeah. But how did you
Coach
hate
Tomlin,
Mike Tomlin?
Coach Tomlin, what would you have done, you know, if he'd have made the field goal? Well, you know, if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle. So
that's right. I'd be sitting there in studio on Saturday talking about the Ravens if we would have lost this game.
But yeah, Pittsburgh, they move on. Maybe your maybe the NFL playoff system needs to talk to your friends over at Aspen.
Why is that?
Reseeding.
Yeah.
So yesterday, was that it for Travis?
I think so, right?
I posted on both platforms just to kind of get some engagement, kind of get you know the tires running. Maybe there's some comment that would lead to a topic today. It wasn't really like that, so not every time you go fish do you catch anything.
Yeah.
But it was what I did get is that there was a mixed bag of I don't think so, yes, or yes, I hope so. Those are the team can fully move on.
Yeah.
And I think all are fair to have in that sort of reign of emotion of Travis Kelce, right? I think Mac and I are on the same side. I think you've accepted. I think you're okay with it being over.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe all of our reasons are different. I think Mac and I were talking about this on Tuesday, that if it is over, this is also a sign that the team is moving on to a new, not even just a chapter, but a new entire like
new
narrative
era.
Of a book.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a new era.
I know that it showed that he could still do it, right? He had, what do you say, like one touchdown in the final four games without Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He had, what, two catches yesterday or three for like 15
yards?
I think
two or three catches.
At
yeah,
one
at the end game.
Forever, it was like 2 for 10 was all it was all year.
And that's all he needed was 10 yards yesterday.
Right.
He got it.
And he has 13,000 career receiving yards. Mm-hmm. He's going to go down as the greatest tight end until somebody, excuse me, can dethrone that. But it is kind of one of those things that, you know, we said earlier, you're talking about both sides of your mouth. If you want to bring back like a Bieniemy or a Kafka, but you don't want to see the team do the whole run it back thing. Well, maybe it is time to kind of be like, all right, your quarterback's knee was surgically repaired. Your tight end is now moving on in life.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, all right, Patrick, you're going to have new voices, new leadership, new weapons, and we're going to do the best we can to revamp this team and start over new and really go forward in the next phase of trying to create another dynasty after missing the playoffs this year. me with Travis Kelce has always been the same. If he's done, he's done. If he's made up his mind, he's made up his mind. But also, as the 3 points I made, if this isn't the way that he wants to go out, then I get to start thinking to myself, what is the way that you go out? Because fairy tale endings don't happen.
Very rare.
You don't always, Jason's didn't end that way.
No.
And, you know, not a lot of people can go out like Tom Brady or John Elway. I mean, Peyton's, I guess.
Peyton, but
I
mean, yeah, he did, yeah.
We can all agree he still played 1 year too long.
Yep.
Because we watched Peyton get benched for Paxton Lynch, and then the playoffs happened. They said, hey, just score 10, and the defense will do the rest. And they did.
And they did.
But we remember Peyton Manning, it did. But again, like if Travis, what is the perfect way? Is it a playoff run? Is it a Super Bowl run? Is it a productive season? I don't know what it is, but it seems like if you're going to go out, I'm not mad if you go out this way because you have collected so many accolades. You have given so much. You played for one team your entire career, but it didn't seem like you saw other teams knowing other guys were done after the game. Like there was a couple guys from Minnesota that they were wearing his jersey. There was none of that for the Chiefs. And you would think that if these guys were backup players and safeties that played 14 years in Minnesota, that you'd have seen Chris Jones wear an 87 jersey.
Right.
Maybe you see Creed, Trey, those guys wear an 87 jersey, or you'd have seen the entire family in Allegiant Stadium watching Travis.
Yeah, they didn't see any of that,
so
right?
Look, he's also a competitor, right? He's a red ass, and maybe he wants to go out with Patrick.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that too, but if they know that it's like, hey, man, if you're coming back, you are not the main option.
Yeah.
And that's okay to say.
And that's fine. And if he wants to come back a la Gronk, you know, in training camp or something like that, if things aren't working or whatever, and you need to blow the horn and have, you know, the news team assembled, and Travis wants to do something like that, I'm at peace with whatever Travis Kelce wants to do. I don't need to have Travis Kelce back. I would welcome him back if he wanted to come back, but I don't need to have Travis Kelce back. And I think, you know, the perfect way to go out, Dusty, I mean, it would have been 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl and he was down on the field, you know, that would have been the perfect way to go out. You can't write your own ending in life. You know, you just can't. And that's why it's important. You know, you can't obviously write your beginning. You didn't choose that. You really can't write your ending. It's what you do in between. We're getting a little deep dive here, right? And what Travis Kelce did in the meantime is what he's going to be judged on. And you use the term best tight end of all time. And I started to think about that. I'm like, it's going to be really hard with all the accolades that he's had, with all the Super Bowl championships, the postseason success, the on-field success, the off-field success. I don't know if there's going to be anybody that can match what Travis Kelce has done from the entire package. We may see, you know, at the end of the day, guys put up much better numbers or something like that than Travis, even though that's going to be very, very tough. But nobody's going to have the numbers plus championships plus winning that Travis Kelce had when you look at who is the greatest tight end of all time. And so I think you just let him decide what he wants to do, because it is finality. Like, there, you know, I say there's no coming back. There's a small window that you probably could if you decided that you were done. But I think we just kind of let him do his thing. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I don't mean this as a joke at all, and I'm asking you guys to have a very serious response to this. Do we get a Travis Kelce decision or a Royals decision first?
Royals decision on stadium?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Travis will be in the next 2 months.
You think it's so?
So, okay. That's kind of your, that's it. Can the Royals do that?
So what happens first?
Can the Royals do that?
And I'm being serious because I don't know. Yeah. There's been a lot of talking for the last 2 weeks. A lot of crazy things are out there right now with the Royals.
So Royal Stadium, Travis Kelce, or St. Patrick's Day? That'd be March 17th, right?
That's a good, because that's like the first day of the league year, too. Yeah.
Well, I'd hope the draft is a month after that.
Yeah, exactly. but the league start like the free March 16th, whatever that Monday is.
You should trade Trent McDuffie and your second round pick to Arizona for Trey McBride.
That sounds great.
That's what I would do.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah,
I mean, like
more than that. But
that's the heir apparent to Travis Kelce is Trey McBride.
I'm just looking around.
And he's
like,
your guy.
Yeah.
You taught him Travis's
move. I taught him Travis's
move. And then he set a career year the next year.
Coincidence? I think not.
It was a year ago. Bob taught him the move.
It was. Yeah,
and then he gave us
exactly
hats.
Right. Yep,
he likes us.
Yeah.
His brand new hats.
It's a sick hat.
Yeah. I would absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I would have no problem thinking
that. Arizona's going to rebuild. Why not start defensively? You want Trent McDuffie? Here's a second round pick. We'll take the best tight end in football.
Yeah. But also, too, you're not going to win
younger than McDuffie.
You're not going to win in Arizona with just a tight end.
Their eyes were warm this morning.
You know, they have so many things that they need. They need a quarterback. They probably need a different head coach.
Probably.
which, by the way, we're 30 minutes into the show. Has anybody been fired yet other than Raheem Morris last night?
That was surprising.
Surprising firing. The worst part about that firing, guys, and I don't know if you caught this, is after his press conference, after the game, he hugged the owner and his whole family and then went out. And then like 2 hours later, the owner fired him.
Damn.
What'd he do, veto his ass?
Jeez.
Gave him a kiss on the cheek.
And they got rid of him right away. It's like, what are we doing here? You just gave this guy a hug and fired him.
Arthur Blank. Hey, you're a good guy. Yeah. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, it's Arthur. Get lost.
So what do you think? Rank, what do you think? Will we have a Kelsey decision, a Royals decision, or St. Patrick's Day? Which one happens first?
Kelsey.
Kelsey.
I think so, too.
I
think so, too.
He's also, I believe, getting married in June.
Yeah, June 13th. Yep.
So that's coming up.
Yep, right? And that's happening faster than you think, you know?
And so, you know, people are still human.
Uh-huh.
He will still do what you're doing with your fiance, like trying things out, going to different, knowing what their venue
letting
is.
Letting her just do what she wants because it's better and easier that way.
All you do is nod and grin.
It's her day. Absolutely. It ain't yours. Don't fight it. Warm butter. That's all you need.
And when she goes, oh, I don't like this, in the back of your mind going, it's fire, you go, yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, exactly. Right? No, it's true, yeah.
And this is me, the single guy, because I've heard stories.
Yes, exactly. You know? Yeah.
But yeah, I think Travis makes a decision before anything. As we know, the stadium stuff will take its time. Soon.
John Sherman said midsummer we would have an answer. How's that going for you?
Speaking of the Royals, they did give us some information yesterday. Shout out to Matt Cotrero. He has agreed to a 3-year contract extension for the Kansas City Royals. The extension will begin in 2027 with a club option for the 2030 season. So your skipper is staying here and wants to be here. And I don't know, knowing Matt personally, he'll be in studio this week,
Thursday,
right?
Him and his wife will be in Thursday at 9.
Mr. and Mrs. Q.
That's
in
right.
studio on Thursday. Knowing him personally, the town is right for him. He's right for the town.
Yeah, it is. It's a perfect match. You know, you had mentioned something like somebody had said nationally that nobody was like making offers or, you know, maybe wanting him.
It's one of those things like it was nice to see that he's staying here, whereas like options he could have to go elsewhere are probably on the table.
They probably are, but I mean, if you know Q, I mean, this is a great fit, right? Like Andy Reid is a perfect fit for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? I think Q's that perfect fit for the Royals. He's just down to earth. He's calm. He doesn't overreact. He's got that Midwest vibe to him and whatnot, and he's just a good dude. And so I think for the most part, you know, having him here is awesome for the Royals. I think they're in really, really good hands with Matt Cotrero and J.J. Piccolo, you know, kind of running this thing, and I'm excited about it too because I think the Royals have a golden opportunity here, guys. The Chiefs right now are on the outside of the playoffs. We know that. There's going to be a lot of changes that are going to be made over there. There's a lot of people, fan base wise, obviously down after the 6-11 year that this organization had and put forward this year. The Royals have an opportunity to win the market back right now because people are mad because of the move to Kansas. People are mad because they're 6-11. People are mad because, you know, Patrick Mahomes was hurt. This is a golden opportunity for the Royals to go out there and really grab the city and earn goodwill back and get those fans going to Kauffman Stadium this year by putting out the best product that you can. And they started to do that, obviously. You know, now we're going to start to pick up with free agency. We're a couple of weeks away from, you know, spring training opening and whatnot. But the Royals right now have a golden opportunity to win back this city. I hope they don't fumble that opportunity this year and put out a product that isn't up to the standards of everybody, because with the Chiefs having that down year at 6-11 and maybe having a down year next year before they get back in 2027, this is a brilliant opportunity for the Royals. Go out there and win this city back and make yourself the number one sports entity in this town for the next couple of years.
Team respects leader, leader respects team, city likes leader, leader likes city.
Yeah.
Seems like a perfect match. Something we don't have to overreact is the Royals, because their season will start in just a few months as pitchers and catchers report in February. Again, we've told you Matt Cotrero and his wife will be in studio on Thursday, but it is 6:30 on a Monday, so it's one of my favorite segments, which we get to do, which is Overreaction Monday, where it could be any sport that you watched over this past week, because as you know, conference play has started. Guys, I know Bob mentioned it a couple weeks ago. This Darren Peterson thing is getting out of hand.
So a couple weeks ago, you guys looked at me like, oh, come on. And now you're like, all right, Bob was right on this one. This guy sucks.
Again, it's, I don't know if he sucks. It's tough. But it just, it's.
Well, he definitely doesn't suck at basketball. Right. That's for sure. But he's amazing.
It's so wild to me, man, because to me, my overreaction is this is the most frustrating story in KU basketball history.
Embiid's up there too with this.
Yeah, and Roy leaving when he said he wanted to stay with his kids. Those were like the three that I got into, right? Like Roy's like, I'm not leaving these kids. 2 days later, I'm Carolina bred, I'm Carolina fed. And you're like, wow, okay. And then Embiid, you're like, here's this super freak athlete that could be a future NBA MVP, which he was. And then you're like, if he could just play a season.
Yeah.
We could be something special
a
in March.
A game.
A tournament.
Yeah. A game.
And here is now, what, the third time Darren Peterson has come out. 23 points at half, like 8 rebounds, whatever it is. Out the second half due to a minor blip in the injury report. And it's like, what are we doing here?
These because are the worst athletes.
I know you guys sucks. Get it. You have friends. You have listeners that probably know that you have Facebook or whatever it is or Twitter, and they'll send you a DM and say, you know, this is – and I had three different people that were like, A, I hope you bring this up. B, this is just one of the worst KU situations I've ever been a part of. And C, F, Darren Peterson. And I'm like, man, I don't know what to believe. But to me, what I do believe is that this has got to be one of the most, if not the most, frustrating story for KU basketball because it's there. He's so dominant and he's so good and he destroys. And then it's like, guys, I talked to Bill Self at halftime. Darren Peterson questionable return because there is a minor hiccup in his calf injury that's kept him out. When we know more, so will you.
Well, you saw the statement, what was a week ago? He said the family wants him to make sure that he's okay. Which I understand because
he will be a top three, if not the number one overall.
But he's also getting cheddar now from the University of Kansas. This is no longer the days of this guy playing as a student athlete. You are now a paid employee, sir. And so, I mean, I hate to be that way. Like the college student stuff, that's done. We're no longer in the realm of where we can't criticize college athletes. They are criticizable now because they do make this money. Darren Peterson is the worst kind of athlete there's ever been. Alberto Mondesi is the same way. I'm trying to think of a football guy. Like maybe that John Baldwin guy could never get on the field. Joe Burrow's that type of guy. Yeah, that's a very good comparison.
He's actually like played
a full
season.
Yeah, but he plays through these injuries.
Joe Burrow's missed a lot of time.
Because he's been hurt.
Yeah.
A guy getting hurt over and over again, a guy being injury prone is not Darren Peterson.
You know, they say the best ability is availability, and Darren Peterson just does not possess that. I would take other players on my team over this guy because it's just too much time wasted.
I just want to make sure we differentiate it, though. Like, yes, I agree with you 100%, but it's not because he keeps getting hurt. Guys who keep getting hurt is not Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson wasn't hurt yesterday. He played the first half.
Right.
He was electric, and then the game was close. They needed him in the last 6 minutes.
And
he's sitting there with a towel over his head. That, to me, is why it makes him the worst kind of athlete. If you really are that guy and you bleed for KU, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, you're going in that game.
Yeah, but
get out of my way.
That's the problem right there where a lot of the old guard are still trying to hang on to. They need to bleed for this. No, they don't. They're never going to bleed.
And
they're never going to have the buy-in.
And the other thing, too, is they have their agents now because of NIL.
Yep, exactly.
So he's going, hey, man, if you get injured and you show that you're injury-prone, you're going to fall because you know how the NBA draft works. The higher up you get picked, the more money you make, right?
Oh, yeah.
They have that law or that rule now where, like, if you're in the top 4 or 5, you're getting substantially more than everybody else because of what the rules are now in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I think that it's one of those things where it's like, hey, man, like, you're not playing.
No, I get it. But that's why I've kind of checked out on college sports, because you're dealing with the families, you're dealing with the agents, you're dealing with the players, you're dealing with all of this nonsense. And this kid's not going out there on the floor. And at the end of the day, I want to see my team win, right? I mean, that's what I want.
You wanted. But, this.
But this is where, and I'm not going to complain about it because it is what I wanted. I want these players to get paid.
Of course.
But I also know I've had to change my line of thinking. It's no longer about these guys are going to come to the Hill for 4 years and be in love with Lawrence Kansas and go to the Wheel and stay there and be a lifelong resident and all that kind of stuff. Those days are over. It is just a jersey for these guys now.
Mac Attack.
Cooper Flagg would have died for Duke. He was there for 1 year, but that man would have died for Cameron Indoor. My die on the hill take, speaking of, for the next 4 months, we'll be getting Breece Hall before the draft. I've never felt stronger about the Chiefs acquiring a player in the offseason than Breece Hall. There is no excuses, Brett Veach. You have to go do it. There really is not. There's not an excuse. There's no money excuse. Breece Hall has the want to come here. We already know that from free agency. He's made those comments.
You guys texted over the week.
It's the first or second. I know from what his Twitter would say. Mm-hmm. The first or second highest position need on the Chiefs team is the running back position. There's legitimately no excuse. You have to go do it. And I will be very upset if they do
it. I like it. And you want Breece Hall and you want the guy that is your overreaction to come to the Chiefs?
Well, I'd love him to come to the Chiefs. Yeah, there's no question about it. Be outstanding. I would consider trading Chris Jones for him, okay? And it's Myles Garrett. I would consider that.
And what else?
And your number 9 overall pick?
And
sure.
And what else?
Trent McDuffie, you want him? Fine. But I think my overreaction is Myles Garrett is the greatest player to play for an irrelevant team in American sports history. You see, like, my idol growing up, Don Mattingly, never made it into the, you know, the real postseason with the Yankees. Mike Trout's another really good one as well. Myles Garrett is now setting records. You know, the leader of all time now in sacks in a season with 23, got that record yesterday. The guy dominates out there, and he is on the God's worst team in the history of professional sports.
Worse than the Jets?
In the Cleveland, Cleveland Browns. I mean, they are really, you know, the Cleveland Browns are that bag of poo you light on fire and then person tries to step it out.
Don't,
you know,
put it out with your boots, Ted.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Cleveland Browns.
Tell me my business, devil woman.
I just can't think of a better player to play for a worse organization and have nothing to show for it than Myles Garrett. And the NFL does need to look at that and go, we got to get this guy out of Cleveland, because he could be a superstar somewhere for a good team, even better than he already is. I know the NFL is transcendent, but imagine this guy in a premier organization doing this kind of stuff in the postseason. It would be awesome.
Yes.
So I think we're all getting cheated out of Myles Garrett because he plays in Cleveland.
Did Burrow lay down?
Yeah, it kind of felt like that a little bit.
It
wasn't Favre-ish, but it was.
No, it definitely was not.
I want my sack back.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, do we have the gas? I got the gas to know. We've got to get that. Oh, yes, we've got to get the gas to know. And then, boom, we're ripping on gas to know because of the sack record.
You stole that from me.
But the reaction of that coach at the end of the game, like mad that they stopped it to honor Myles Garrett in a game where neither team was playing for anything. Take a bite out of my ass, coach. Like, seriously.
Get bent.
Realize, that might be the new drop of 2026.
Realize what matters, Zach Taylor. We're gonna stop the game. We're going to honor this guy. It's a meaningless Week 18 game in Ohio that nobody's paying attention to. And you're all out here worried about the stoppage of the game and the momentum and all that kind of stuff. That's why your team is no good, Mr. Taylor. Get bent.
Mark Gasson is dealing with some medical issues. Is he not?
It has to be.
Right? So I can't stand the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy was a dirty, cheap shot and son of a bitch, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I know this because he was on the elevator in the West and in Cincinnati telling my buddies who are there to watch the game that you tell your boy Boomer to call an ambulance because he's going down. Mm. And he was trying to cheap shot me the whole damn game. Mm. So screw him. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I knew he would be pissed because that's exactly what it looked like for Michael Strahan and Brett Favre. It looked exactly like that. So I understand why he's pissed. But screw him. I don't care.
He will not be invited to the celebration of life. Coming up on the other side, who are you pulling for now the NFL playoffs are set? We discuss, we give you ours. Here on 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in on it. 96.5 The Fan. Lots of stuff happening over the weekend. College football playoff is set. We'll dive into that. The storylines that are created. Sometimes it's better to just be patient and wait. And then the storylines will develop for you. Just like the NFL playoffs that I'm sure we will get something within the first round of the games. But it won't be electric, really, until those divisional games / championship games when it really gets gnarly, when there's down to four. But
the college football playoff thing to me is so interesting because Ole Mississippi is still in the college football playoff, right? And now all their coaches are like, yeah, I think we're going to move on to LSU now. Like, wait a second here. You've gotten this far and you're not willing to go a little bit further? I mean, that sounds like bizarre. Like, they looked at that game like that was the game to win. They won that game, and now nothing else matters anymore. We're all going to go to LSU and do our thing. And, look, I understand time moves on, but you're in the middle of this job. I mean, you want to talk about leaving the kids, as everybody likes to do so altruistically in college sports. We talk about the kids. These adults that are going to be leaving and going to LSU, you are leaving those kids high and dry at this point in time. I think that's a chicken poop move, man.
I agree, and it's not even, you're not even playing the number one seed in Indiana. You're playing Miami. Like, you have a chance to go to the national championship.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
We'll bottle those emotions in. We'll dive into that, because I don't know if it was you or Mac that had all these questions laid out about the NFL playoffs.
Mac.
It was Mac? Okay. So the first question we got was NFL playoffs, who do you pull for?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Seattle.
Why is it Seattle?
Why not? Mac disrespected this team mm-hmm. for 18 damn weeks, and I will not take it anymore. They answered every question that you could have possibly asked them. Can McDonald continue to be this guy that has revamped this defense and create problems for other teams? Well, they played the 49ers in San Francisco against those putrid-ass black jerseys that they should have never worn.
Wow, really? That was the exact opposite conversation the whole game in my house. That's interesting.
Because that's what everybody wants the Chiefs alternates to look like.
That's exactly what came out of my mouth that night.
There's a lot of people that used to shop at the Independence Center that would buy that Chiefs jersey that never was seen again. but anyways,
I never liked the black ones that they did with the Chiefs.
I did not like San Francisco. Maybe that's an unpopular opinion. I did not like San Francisco's jersey alternates. I just thought, either way, Seattle. Sam Darnold, can you win a big game? He's now done it in back-to-back weeks. They are the number one seed in the toughest conference this year in football in the NFC. They are the best team in their division. And it's not even close.
Okay.
Which is the I'm saying what's the best division in football?
NFC division. West. Yeah, 100%.
And they are supreme in that division.
100%.
They are the one seed. They went into a one seed playable game. That was a playoff game.
Yeah.
And now they get a bye. Their defense is good. Their offense is good. They have the best wide receiver in football this year. There's no question. JSN was the number one wide receiver in football this year. And Sam Darnold helped that. And he helped that with Sam Darnold. Their running game is great with Kenny Walker and Charbonnet. That tight end that came out of nowhere. He's like that strange guy in Jacksonville. They got one in Seattle.
AJ Barner.
Yeah. Stud. And now they're the one seed. So now I have to sit back and make sure I don't have to eat crow. And they play the first round or the second round games and they fall flat on their face and Sam Darnold shows up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But until that's happened, they have done everything that they were supposed to do. They kind of give me underdog feels. They got a little bit of swag. They got this, you know.
They're the one seed, but nobody knows anything about them, I think, this year.
And the
only
thing
like
people
want
to say about
right?
them is that the petal of the rose is going to fall. Well, you know what? Maybe we all wake up and we're, you know, Lulu's petals. It's Sam Darnold's petals, you know, and the pocket of your jeans. So that's who I'm rooting for, Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, okay, that's a fair one. You've been on Seattle all year, so I'm not surprised.
Not all year. I don't want to say that. Like,
yeah,
since
but
like week 10.
Yeah, but you've been hot on Seattle. I mean, just like Mac was on Baltimore all year making the playoffs, and I was on the Chiefs making the playoffs. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that didn't work. I did have that, yes. I was thinking about it the other day. If somebody says, how do you know? I'm like, I told you the Chiefs were moving to Kansas 2 years ago.
Kermit the Frog tea.
Exactly. A little bit of tea.
Now we're the guy poking the stick to the Royals.
Do something. Like, seriously, do something.
I think Seattle's
the Royals
a good,
poking the stick at each
Seattle's
other.
Seattle's a good team that you could root. Because, like, this is the one year, the only year that I would like to have without the Chiefs in the playoffs. To have a little fun.
Right.
So that's just my, that's who I would root for.
I guess Pittsburgh for me, just because I love Mike Tomlin and I want to see him serve everybody a nice big poop burger to eat. And I think what'll be interesting about this is if the Steelers win this game against Houston, right, on Monday night, a week from tonight, people will say, well, it's not really a win. They only beat the Texans or something like that. They're going to continue to kind of put roadblocks in the way of Mike Tomlin. So I'm going to root for Pittsburgh to go as far as they possibly can go because I'm not rooting for Jacksonville. I have nothing. Obviously, Denver and San Diego, screw you. The Patriots, I really don't want to see them get back on top and become a household team again. And, you know, I got the Bills out there. If not now, when for Buffalo, right? Like, I know they're the sixth seed and they're, you know, they've got Jacksonville that they've got to take on who, you know, had an opportunity to be the number one seed, you know, through yesterday. And so they're a good football team. But I look at Buffalo, I'm like, if not now, when for the Buffalo Bills? Because there's no Chiefs, there's no Burrow, there's no Lamar standing in your way. And you are the sixth seed at this point in time. So that'll be an interesting one for me. But you know what? Let's throw a wrench into it because I look at the NFC side of things. None of these teams do anything for me whatsoever. Mm. Let's have the Panthers win. go 8-9 and win a game, man.
Keep pounding.
Go beat the Rams, who were 9.5-point road favorites, and go beat the Rams. I mean, you talk about a kid who's changed his whole perspective, right? Bryce Young from where we were a season ago to where we are right now. I know they're 8-9 and they won a bad division, but they still won a division, man. They still found a way to get into the postseason. So go ruin the party for everybody complaining about the 8-9 Panthers being in the postseason. Go take care of business on the NFC side. Give me a Carolina-Pittsburgh Super Bowl. People like that?
Tedder McMillan really help Bryce Young's career.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes, he did.
The Chiefs signed a 6'5" guy who knows how to run and catch passes.
Yeah, that Do ML it. Football referred to Tet McMillan as legendary player tech. I'm like, let's all slow right. our let's roll chill. A little bit. It's the rookie year. He had a hell of a season. But legendary? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Not yet.
No, not quite yet.
Maybe in the making. We'll see.
Who are you rooting for, Mac?
Not the Seahawks.
No, I as an NFL fan, like, I wouldn't mind seeing this. Like, I love Sam Darnold. I was a Sam Darnold guy going into last year, so I love that story. But no, I'll probably go on the AFC side. It's funny, Bob, you mentioned it. Not rooting for Jacksonville. Jacksonville's kind of my team, I think. I like this Trevor Lawrence story. I was kind of in on the Liam Cohen thing before he got there, so I'm kind of like that. And then
Duval.
And then, I mean, you guys know me. Caleb Williams has been my guy. Bear down, won that division. They're going to play Green Bay in Chicago. That is going to be an electric game. So, yeah, I want to see Caleb do well.
Is that coaching Green Bay coaching for his job?
Dude, I heard that they're not
happy set. Up there. Yeah, they don't like that guy. What's his name? Love Jordan or something? Or something? What's the coach? Matt LaFleur. Yeah, he going to be gone.
Yeah, come be offensive coordinator for the KC Chiefs.
Is that a different offensive mind than what Andy has?
From Shanahan tree, seriously, yeah.
Yeah, a different mindset. That'd Why don't you hire Kyle Shanahan to be the offensive coordinator?
That'd be awesome.
End of the regular season look back, worst take, best take. I think my best take was when I got roasted by you text liners after the Chiefs had won 3 in a row. And I said, just be humble.
Yeah.
These are 3 bad teams.
Detroit, Vegas, Commanders.
And I was like, right. Let's enjoy it. They look like a real Super Bowl contender. You're just a piss poor, pathetic fan. I said, I'm just saying, you beat Marcus Mariota at home. You beat a beat up Detroit defense. Mm-hmm. What was Detroit after it was all said and done?
Not a playoff team.
And then you beat the Raiders 31-0. And I said was just hold on a little bit because it's going to get dicey.
Hey, the Raiders got revenge yesterday, and they beat the Chiefs 4th string.
Yeah, and you won one game after that 3 games in a row.
Yeah, that is crazy. They've won one time since Thanksgiving. I mean, no, they've not won any time since Thanksgiving. The last time they won was before Thanksgiving against Indianapolis. Yeah, that and Sunday then, game, beautiful day.
My worst take of the year, I said Tennessee would win the AFC South.
Yeah, that didn't
I do remember that.
That was tough.
I've done that before with that team.
That's tough.
I think my best take of the year was I'm not a buyer in Washington.
That was a great one.
Never was a buyer in the Redskins.
You didn't
at
like
all.
Dan Quinn.
No, it wasn't Dan Quinn. I just didn't feel right. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just didn't
Last
feel
place, first
right.
Place.
Yeah, that type of thing and whatnot. And so
young or old team rather.
Old team. Yeah. There was a lot of commotion at the beginning of the year with Terry McLaurin and whether that they were going to sign him, and there was so much conversation about it. It just didn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. And my worst take of the year, the Chiefs will be fine.
Yeah,
that 35 nothing. Almost hit it.
Almost got it.
Hey, I saw the schedule for next year. 17-0, baby.
There we go. Okay, yeah, you got the road and homer there. All right, good. I would say, Rams being as good as they are, despite all the Matt Stafford back stuff, I was steadfast on they're still going to be a Super Bowl contender and maybe not win that division, but definitely make the playoffs. And then I would say I was still in on the Vikings, even though I admittedly didn't like J.J. McCarthy and thought they had QB issues. I was still like, oh, they'll be fine. It's only the most important position in all sports. Yeah, 9.
Yeah.
He might get Justin Jefferson to get out of Minnesota. Another guy that should come to Kansas City.
Look good and red.
They should get Miles Garrett. They should get Trey McBride and Justin Jefferson, and just pay them all in 40 years, like what the Dodgers do.
Yeah,
I know that I'm hard.
I think that would be good. Yeah, let's see if we can get that taken care of.
What was your most surprising thing that happened this year in the NFL season?
Minnesota swinging and missing on the quarterback position with 3 options, and they took the worst one, and it wasn't even close. They gave up on Daniel Jones, they gave up on Sam Darnold, and they chose J.J. McCarthy.
9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would say Jets didn't have an interception all season long since they've been tracking interceptions in 1933. That has not happened ever. The passing leader in 1933 passed for 980 yards.
They hire a defensive guy and head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's not going to get fired.
Remember when he did the crip walk down the sideline?
That's right.
And it didn't work out.
Remember when everybody made decisions on week one when the Patriots lost to the Raiders?
Yeah.
Nice call. Worst to first, clowns. My most surprising thing that happened this year is the Chiefs did not beat one playoff team.
Sad.
Not one. Mm-hmm. Not one. Ergo, they also went 1-5 in the AFC West.
That's crazy.
So remember those two numbers. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask the text line a question. Plus, we'll get into what the reports say and Rappaport say about the revamp look of the Kansas City Chiefs in 2026. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.